On the bank of the Betsy River is a tree with the familiar hourglass shape where beaver teeth have gnawed almost through the trunk.
Writer Karen Anderson.
For some reason, the beaver gave up on this tree and left it to die slowly, standing straight up. I point out the tree to my husband as we paddle past. If only the beaver had stuck with it a little longer, I say. Too bad, he says. And I don't know whether he means the tree or the beaver. The image of that hourglass trunk stays in my mind as we continue down the river. I think of all the times I've given up on projects or people when, with just a little more effort, I might have broken through to some kind of solution. It was like that with my mother, both of us wanting to be closer, but not knowing how. She was a career homemaker and wanted the same for me, but I wanted something else. And I resisted her control by distancing myself. Looking back, I could have tried harder to find common ground. Do you think that beaver will come back and finish the job? I ask my husband. Don't know, he says. Don't think so.